And now this is a dictation. For Jerry Allen, A-L-L-E-N, June 1641. Address as a letter to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, a follow-up for Mr. Allen, advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, prior partial nephrectomy, last visit, August. Weight, appetite is stable, eating well, gained few pounds from 170 to 174, denies vomiting, dysphagia, has constipation but no bleeding, no changes in urination, minor edema, no gross claudication symptoms, keeping himself active, denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, has an AV fistula on the left side, other review system negative, medication list review. Notice the binder, Rembella, vitamin D125, for blood pressure, Norvasc, terazosin, on bicarbonate replacement. Today, blood pressure 140 over 60, alert oriented time 3, decreased hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, irregular rhythm, but rate less than 90, actually 50, no pericardial rap, no gross ascites tenderness, no major edema, some pallor of the skin, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, creatinine as high as 5.2, presently down to 4.7, progressive over time. Normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis. Present GFR 12, anormal calcium albumin phosphorus, anemia 11.2, anormal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4-5. AV fistula open on the left side without a Stilling syndrome. No immediate indication for dialysis as there is no overt symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis. We will start dialysis based on those symptoms. Blood pressure is acceptable. Continue management of secondary hyperparathyroidism. Continue replacement for metabolic acidosis. Continue phosphorus binders and restricted diet. Background of diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and partial nephrectomy. EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Chemistry in a regular basis. Plan to see him on the next three months or early as needed. 3-4 months or early as needed.